Back on another episode of the Field House. We got the Brodies in here. JV.
Yo, what's up with it?
Marcellus.
Call me T.I., you know who it is.
And once again, we got our returning special guest in, that's it, Shigeti.
Hey, what up, what up?
What's happening, man? All right, we back again, and we got a special one more time, talking about the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
I'm not going first.
Go ahead and go
y'all
first. Bro.
No, go y'all ahead go ahead, man.
Your ignorance first, bro.
Go ahead,
go
man.
Go ahead with your ignorance.
Go ahead. Please go ahead.
I'll go ahead.
You get started off, please.
If we talking greatest three-point shooter of all time.
All time.
Yep.
Ray Allen.
Yes, sir.
Definitely.
Ray Allen.
No.
Nobody. Like, no nobody. Discussion. We talking greatest. Who do you want the ball at the end of the game in their hands?
Not talking about most efficient, though.
We're not talking about greatest.
We're talking about greatness.
Debate. If you talk about efficiency, that's not a debate.
No, but you talk about who you want the ball. That is irrelevant. You can't bring that up. You can't bring that up. No, you can't bring that up.
3-point shot?
Yes.
Why?
But as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather have Steph taking that shot because Steph got more range than Ray Allen. I'm just telling you.
What happened in the finals?
What happened?
Has he ever had to take a game winner or a game tying three? He got strapped up by Tristan Thompson. Okay, yes. He got strapped up by Tristan Thompson, and I know that.
Deshaun
but no.
Hill. Marcellus Deshaun Hill. Marcellus did not miss. Did he, Steph Curry not miss a three right before Kyrie hit one?
He did, yes. But how much time was left in that game, though? It was still over a minute left when Kyrie hit that shot. It don't matter, though. It don't matter. You talking about if the game on the line.
It was over a minute left on the play. I got the block one. Kyrie shot, it was 52 seconds left.
52. Okay, that's still not the end of the game.
Okay. So if Ray Allen's not the greatest, who's the greatest?
Steph Curry.
Are you serious?
Ray Allen can't do it off the dribble.
How long has Steph Curry been in the season?
I don't.
Can you tell us?
He's been in the league 7 years.
How long has Ray Allen been in?
Ray Allen played for 20. I understand everything that you're saying.
So is that not longevity?
JV. Okay, hold on.
That greatness.
You can talk about longevity, but to a certain degree. If Steph Curry has only been in the league 2 years, okay, I understand that. But has this man not proven to y'all that he can shoot the basketball lights out? No. Look at that man's numbers from his rookie year to now. This man has shot over 42% in every single season. The man shot over 11 threes a game last year and made 45% of them. Come on now. Come on. And he
greater
does it.
Than Ray Allen.
And he does it off the dribble.
I don't understand how you can compare somebody that's been in the league 20 years versus seven.
I'm not hearing that. I understand that longevity stuff.
Not matter to you at all.
It does, but to a certain degree. Steph Curry, if we're talking about Linsanity or something like that with Jeremy Lin, then longevity is irrelevant. Okay. That's a relevant comparison.
I see.
Steph Curry has proven that he can shoot the ball for 7 years. And you telling me he's going to cool down?
Hypothetically speaking, let's just say that Steph Curry does not do as good because, you know, he's having a down year. What if it's consistently down for the rest of his career? I know that's not going to happen, but let's just say, theoretically speaking, you would put him ahead of Ray Allen, seeing that he's only played seven seasons.
No, I'm not.
You would still put him ahead.
All I'm saying is, do you not realize Ray Allen cannot create his own shot?
Yes, he can.
No, he cannot.
He cannot create his
he
own
cannot.
Shot.
No, no. Catch and shoot. Catch and shoot. Strictly catch and shoot. No.
Wait a minute. On top of catch and shoot, he can dribble and penetrate and get his own layup just like anybody else.
And Steph can't.
I'm not saying that Steph can't, but you can't say that Ray Allen is limited to only catch and shoot.
We're talking about shooters, though. If ISO, I've never seen Ray Allen dribble and pull up off the dribble, creating his own shot, not using a screen, none of that. Ray Allen cannot do that. Steph Curry can do ISO, pull up in your face, and it still goes in. I don't understand how y'all sitting here and saying.
Hold on. In case you didn't realize, Stephen Curry always have his center come out to set a screen for him so he can set a so he can
definitely
roll out
not
the
you see that every
not game. All the time not all
not
the time,
all the time.
Not all the time.
What games have you been
not
watching
all the time? What?
Multiple times. So he can dance on him and then make a three with ease because he knows that the center's not going to be able to keep up with him.
All I'm saying is Ray Allen did it. First of all, the only argument y'all have is the fact that Ray Allen didn't play point guard. Now, if Ray Allen played point guard, then it might be a different conversation. Ray Allen was an off-the-ball player. But as far as I'm concerned, Steph can catch and shoot, and he can do it off the dribble.
Are we not
Ray
talking
Allen,
about the greatest three-point shooter
yes,
of all time?
Yes, and that's my argument for why he's the greatest three-point shooter. And he has better percentages. That's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact.
If you want to compare greatest, like Tinashe already alluded to, who comes up, who shows up in big-time games? What big-time player
making
a big-time
bringing up
game,
a whole different argument. You're bringing
no,
up a whole
different
argument
when we're talking about greatest of all time.
We're talking about greatest shooter. Shooter. That's
the
it. That is it.
What do they do when they're in
what
the
do
game?
You mean?
Shoot,
so you're talking about mechanics? You're talking
no,
about mechanics?
Shooter. That's all. What you talking about? Oh, well, what happens in crunch
what
time
in
and all this stuff?
Being the greatest. Being part of being the greatest is being able to come in clutch.
You're right.
Steph Curry has yet to prove to me in the two finals that he's been in to come in clutch.
Definitely.
Hold on, guys. Most of the Stephen Curry's made field goals, are they not outside?
Yes.
Okay, so the majority of what he does is shoot.
Yep.
We know that the majority of what Ray Allen does is shoot.
Yep.
So when it comes to showing up in big-time games, what do they do the majority of the time?
Shoot.
So you can bring that in.
Okay, if y'all want to bring that up, have y'all ever seen Ray Allen cross half court, pull up from 40, and dagger threes? No.
Okay.
Ray Allen, hold on. And you talking about he didn't show up in the finals? You remember game 6 when he danced on Della Vadova and hit a dagger three to knock out Cleveland? You don't remember that? But you saying crunch time? I just giving two examples. Only crunch time three I remember Ray Allen hitting in the finals is in game 6 when he tied it up. To send San Antonio or to send it to overtime.
So when he was playing for Boston, he didn't have clutch
threes.
He didn't
do that in
clutch
Boston.
Threes in the win. I need to give me some examples.
Wait, I need some examples. Marcellus clarified. He said in the finals.
Yeah, I need to get some examples.
Ray Allen has hit clutch shots throughout his
career. Yeah, Ray Allen not in the finals. And Steph has too. And Steph has too.
I don't even extend it just to postseason.
No. We're saying Ray Allen has hit clutch shots throughout his entire career, whether regular season, postseason, or finals. But when it comes to the finals, we've only had a few chances to be able to tell who's done what.
Yeah, you're right.
Ray Allen made it once with the
Boston Celtics.
Actually, wait, he didn't only go once; he just won once with the Boston Celtics, and he won one with the Miami Heat.
Uh huh.
And then
he went twice though.
He went three.
Twice with Boston.
Okay. He went twice with Boston. Yeah.
I thought he went more than one time with Boston. He just won only one.
Yeah.
Time
he only won one. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, when it comes to clutch shots throughout their entire career, obviously Ray Allen has a cake. Stephen Curry, he's what? Maybe
29. He's 29
years old. He's 29 right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he get 30?
Yes, sir.
Nah, he just turned 29 yesterday.
Okay. Okay, since he just turned 29 yesterday, Ray Allen's had a much longer career, and he's had plenty more opportunities. We get that. Stephen Curry's been in the league since 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And so he hasn't yet proven enough that he is the greatest shooter of all time.
That's exactly what I'm alluding to.
Because
thank you, Carl.
They are both great shooters. We both know that. But even when Stephen Curry himself was asking an interview, who does he think is the greatest shooter of all time?
He's not going to say himself.
He said Ray Allen because he's come up in more clutch.
And you know what?
He does it over a long period.
And you know what?
But we all know by the end of his career, if he keeps doing what he's already doing.
Consistently like he is.
Exactly. He could be the greatest shooter of all time. But at this point right now.
Ray Allen.
Hold on. Y'all do realize. I was watching First Take this morning. They interviewed my man Ray Allen. They asked him, who do you think is the greatest shooter of all time? They didn't say right now. They didn't say – they said all time. You want to know who he said?
I know who not going to say they self.
I'm just
who
saying.
Who say they self,
he said,
though?
He
just said Steph
when LeBron,
Curry.
Okay, I know, but I'm just saying. He said Steph Curry, so I have a legit argument is what I'm saying. I understand that. But you just saying, y'all just said. I'm just saying. I'm balancing out y'all argument because y'all just said Steph Curry said Ray Allen, and what I'm saying is Ray Allen said Steph. That's my whole point.
Game recognized game.
My whole point is that Steph Curry has the potential. But if he continues to shoot how he's doing now, for the rest of his career?
My guy, Luke,
are you going to still consider him the greatest shooter
if Steph Curry were to retire right now, I'm putting him above Ray Allen.
No,
he's more efficient from behind the, and he does it 20, and he does it off the dribble. That's my whole point.
Oh my goodness. 20
Marcellus Ray
longevity matters to a certain extent. I keep saying
Ray
that.
Ray Allen has the most threes of all
time. I know that. I understand
Odell
that.
Odell Beckham to Jerry Rice.
That's not the same thing. Odell Beckham has had two good seasons.
No, Steph has proven
he's
had over three seasons over 15,000 yards.
Three. Okay, three seasons. Steph has proven every single
year, though. How long has he been in the league?
Steph has proven every single year in the league he shoots the ball over the three-point shot at over 42%.
Then you can say Antonio Brown's better than him. Look at Antonio Brown. He's had five seasons over 15,000
yards. Yeah, I understand
that.
I understand that. But you
Rice,
keep – No, I'm not – no, I didn't say that at all.
That's what I'm
Jerry
saying.
Rice's numbers have been better than Antonio Brown this entire time.
No.
Yes.
No.
Ray Allen's number, he's the most threes.
Hold on. Y'all, if you put Stephen Curry up on the Charlotte Hornets right now, how do you think he'll fare?
If I put Stephen Curry on the Charlotte Hornets right now, how do I think he would have fared?
Yes, if he's replacing Kemba Walker, how do you think he'll compare?
He's still going to shoot the 3-point shot effectively. Yes.
But not like he's doing now because he got Klay Thompson, he got KD, he got Draymond, he got all. Last year he had all these things.
Okay, if y'all gonna bring up that argument, why weren't y'all saying that when he was hitting threes at 45% his rookie year? Nobody knew who those dudes were. It's the same thing. That's my whole point. My whole point is Ray Allen never had a season where he shot the 3-point shot at over 43% or more. Stephen has shot the 3-point shot in two of the seven seasons at 45. The other two at 44. The other two at 42. I'm just saying, man.
Did you just name two seasons? And did we not just talk about before the show started how many shots he was taking when he did that? Did he not average 11?
And he averaged 11 threes and he made 45% of them. That is a substantial percentage. That is insane.
He's taking 11 shots, though.
11 threes and hitting 45% of them?
Still.
It don't matter.
So is it not the higher amount of points you take, the higher percentage
you can have? This is my whole point. Then how many field goal shots does Russell Westbrook average a game? Over 30, right?
Yeah.
And he only has a 38% field goal percentage?
42.
42?
Yeah. 42? That's a lot higher than what you said.
45? Steph took 11 threes last year and made 45%. That is insane.
And I'm telling you, that is very good. But what I was saying was the higher the number that you're taking, obviously the higher the percentage is going to be.
No, it's not. That's not true.
Definitely, because if you're making
that's not true, JB.
Yes.
That's not true.
Yes.
You get yourself more opportunities and you have more opportunities to make shots.
Which increases your percentage. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, Steph can take 11 threes a game and make three. He could have been 33% all year long. Y'all are that don't make sense.
And we're saying Ray Allen didn't
that don't
take
make
11
sense.
Shots. We're saying Ray
that
Allen
don't make
didn't
sense.
Take 11 shots.
I understand that, but if Ray Allen were to take 11 shots, y'all telling me he gonna make 45% of his threes?
Possibly. We wouldn't know because he didn't do it.
You're telling me he could have averaged 40? He shot 40% for his career.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand
and
that.
He never had 11 shots, which is why I'm saying Marcellus. That's why his percentage couldn't get that
but
high.
But you,
Ray Allen is playing in today's NBA as much as shoot 3-point shots are throwing up today.
I agree with that, but I'm just saying Ray Allen don't have the ball handling skills of Steph Curry.
True.
He can't create his own shot knock down threes.
Are we talking about 3-point shooting or are we talking about handles?
Did you not just have me
did you not bring up handles?
Did
though?
You not let me finish my sentence?
Okay,
I said create own shots and still knock down threes. That's what I just said. Ray Allen couldn't do that. That's why I said he is the greatest 3-point shooter of all time.
We
can say that he doesn't have the same amount of
I'm
ball handling as Stephen Curry because, I mean, it's not many players in the league that do. Because the top five handlers in the league are probably what? Him, Kyrie Irving, Kemba Walker, Chris Paul, and name one more.
Ball handler, Jamal Crawford. How you leave him out?
I was mainly thinking of guards.
Oh, okay, yeah. I understand that, but yeah. I get you.
Yeah,
but
Jay Crossover, obviously up there.
Yeah.
But still, though, it's not that many.
Maybe Wallace.
Who?
Continue.
Oh, okay.
It's not that many players that have ball handling on that level. But if we're just talking about shooters, I mean, I understand you need to create your shots sometimes, but he can handle enough to create a shot. It's just the Stephen Curry's handles are way up there. And they get a lot more shine than this.
If you're going to talk about creating your own shot, Reggie Miller did it longer than Steph Curry has been doing it.
Reggie Miller created constantly created his own 3-point shots. He wasn't coming off screens catching shooting.
You're acting like Steph Curry don't come off screens.
No, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying Steph Curry can do both. He can do both.
Reggie did create his own shot.
Man, I need to see this.
So are you saying,
you didn't see him when he?
So wait, what do you say? Who do you say is a better shooter, Steph or Clay?
Who would I say is a better shooter out of Steph and Clay?
Clay. It's Clay.
The better shooter.
If you're talking about mechanics and straight shooting, it's Clay.
Clay. Just straight. This Marcellus 37
hold
points
on.
Mechanics. Quarter.
Bro. Hold on. Pause for a second. Marcellus
Bro, you
Seal.
Might need to take a
Marcellus
break. Marcellus
Seal, AKA Straight Facts. Who are you saying is the better shooter? Klay Thompson or Stephen Curry?
Steph.
Oh my goodness.
Straight shooting?
Straight shooter. Yes.
My man Klay.
And why is it that you say that?
37 points in a quarter.
Why is it that you say he's a better shooter?
Explain to us, Marcellus.
The same argument I have of why he's a better shooter than Ray Allen.
Because he created his own shot?
Shooting.
Can Clay not do that?
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Shooting?
No. Wait. No, I said the same argument I have of why Steph is a better shooter than Ray Allen is the same reason why he's a better shooter than Clay.
Which one are you talking about? The percentage of creating his own shots?
Both. Both.
But Klay can create his own shots, though.
There's a reason Klay Thompson playmaking is a C on 2K. Because he really can't. That's what you get what I'm saying?
You really just bring 2K into this.
I did.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think Marcellus has had enough tonight.
Klay Thompson, y'all are killing me.
Klay Thompson shooting about 42% for his career, just like Steph Curry is, from three. 41.8.
Wait, who? Steph or Klay?
Straight facts. Thompson.
Okay.
Steph Curry.
He's shooting 43.6. That's near 44. That's my whole point.
We're talking about straight shooting. Klay Thompson dropped 37 points in a quarter.
I understand that. I hear everything you're saying. Has Klay ever made 13 threes in one game? 13 of 17 from three in one game?
Has Klay ever made 36 points in one quarter?
No, has Steph ever made 36 points in one quarter?
No, I know what I was saying. Yeah. I said Klay. Did he ever do that?
Did he ever do what?
Have that many points in one quarter?
He did.
Oh, he
but
did.
I'm
okay,
but
I was
you
just checking.
You're talking
was
about, checking. But you're talking about three-point shooting. You're talking
checking.
About three-point shooting.
I just say,
y'all said three-point shooting. Klay Thompson. Until he makes 12 threes.
Wait, didn't you say pure shooter, though?
I'm talking about threes. Klay Thompson has not gone 13 of 17 from downtown in a game yet.
That's an NBA record. Nobody else has done that.
I know, but I'm saying Steph has tied up his shots. He has tied up his record at 12 on multiple occasions. But the fact that he broke that record 13 of 17 – that is insane.
And also the fact that they are on the same team. Who are they giving the ball to more to take that three-point shot, Klay or Steph?
I wonder why they're giving him the ball more. Why are they giving him the ball more?
Point guard, he handles
exactly.
I understand that.
Exactly. But whose percentage is just as high as his when he's not even getting the ball as much?
A point less.
Can you tell us that, Marcellus?
Tell you what?
You know what I just said? I said, how is he better when they're both on the same team? He gets way more shots. He gets to take off more shots than Klay does. But you just said that he's the point. He's handling the ball, so he gets to take that
okay,
shot more.
Okay, if you're going to use that argument, J.J. Redick plays the two, and he takes more shots than Chris Paul? Why? Because he's a better shooter.
Chris Paul doesn't like the score.
I know. That's my
that's
whole
not
point.
A good example.
How is that not a good example?
CP3 doesn't shoot.
LeBron takes more shots than Kyrie. Kyrie will shoot first point guard. That argument is irrelevant.
How is that not irrelevant when he gets to take more shots than Klay, and Klay still has almost as high a percentage as him? How can you not equate that?
Oh, hold up. To bring up your argument, Klay Thompson made 9 threes in that one quarter. 9 threes in that one quarter. Didn't even play the fourth. How did Steph Curry play the entire game?
He did, yeah. Okay.
So you're telling me if Steve Kerr could have easily kept that dude in the game.
Yeah, you're right.
He could have easily made
you right.
He could have made 9 more if he wanted to.
You're right. But y'all, if you're going to bring that argument up, okay, Kevin Love dropped 32 in one quarter. So that makes Kevin Love a better shooter than Steph?
Did he make 9 threes in one quarter?
No. He made 8. I mean, he made 7. My fault, he made 7. He made 7. That's two 3-pointers away.
In the first
quarter, yes. Right.
And then what did you do the rest of the game?
Nothing.
Okay.
He had 61 in that game, right?
That was the third quarter.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Klay Thompson was third quarter.
I thought that was the first.
Klay Thompson was third
quarter. No, it was in one quarter, the third quarter.
The third
okay,
quarter.
But Kevin, I'm saying Kevin Love dropped 32 in one quarter, too. So I guess that make him a better shooter than Steph because he dropped 32 in one quarter and made seven threes in one quarter.
Kevin Love had the rest of the game to add on to that. Klay Thompson was benched. He could not. He could not add on to that because Steve Kerr did not want to continue.
What did he do those two quarters before that?
But you're talking about Love, though. I was talking about that on the standpoint that they're on the same team because Steph and Klay are on the same team. That's what I was trying to say. We just kind of had that argument got started. So why did you bring Kevin Love?
So they're taking away from each other's shots.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to allude to. But
okay, so let me ask you this. If you put Klay Thompson on the Clippers with Chris Paul, you tell me he have a better three-point percentage and stuff, he'll have just as many shots.
Possibly. With CP3 passing him the ball, maybe. Possibly.
That could be an even rotation with Jazz.
Yeah, with CP3, definitely.
I mean, look, you telling me Klay Thompson ain't a better shooter than JJ? And look how many points JJ be putting up. Imagine what Klay could do.
And you telling me CP3 can't distribute the ball better than Klay? I mean, my bad. Better than Steph?
He definitely does.
He does do that. Who's going to get them more?
I'm just saying. Passes? If Klay and Steph had the same amount of shots, y'all think Klay Thompson would surpass Steph?
We'll never know. Maybe, possibly, but I know.
Now
the
you say we'll never know.
Moment.
My man Steph has already hinted that he's going back to Charlotte.
I wouldn't be surprised. And if he leaves,
He ain't going. He said he doesn't see any reason at the moment to leave. But I mean, think about it though. He just won back-to-back MVPs. One championship to Golden State, and he's become the face of the franchise over the past few years. So what's the reason that he has to leave? KD just came in, so we see that he's being a superstar, but you're not going to forget the alien season that he just had last season.
The fact that they started him over Westbrook, you're not going to forget that in the All-Star game. So
on top of that,
he obviously still has the fans' choice.
So right,
That's why
I don't think they'll get rid of him.
It's highly unlikely that he's going anywhere at this point. Unless somebody just offers him a ridiculous amount of money and he just falls for it, he's not going anywhere.
He doesn't even play for the money. He just loves basketball. So.
Exactly. He runs a camp that costs I don't know how much to go in, and that money doesn't even go to him.
Yeah, so, you know, you're not going to pull that.
That was a heated conversation.
It's tough for a cool down. It's another great day at the field house. Back with the Brodies, JV and Marcellus. That was a good one. Tinashe, appreciate you coming out again, my brother.
Thanks for having me.
All right, hit the showers. We out.